today on Real Radio.
He says in verse 7, so then neither is he who plants anything nor he who waters, but it's God who gives the increase. G. Campbell Morgan writes in his commentary, the carnal Christian is the high maintenance believer among us. Isn't that a great word? He's the high maintenance believer among us.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We're in chapter 3 now, where the Apostle Paul describes how each member of the body of Christ is to do our Lord's work according to the specific gifts given to him by our Maker. That, of course, is just one of the ways that we are to be obedient to our calling. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now continuing in his mini-series called Christians Behaving Badly.
God is not in competition with anybody. He's God. Who does he compete against? Who can compete against him? So if you're a Calvary Chapel dude, if you are an Assembly of God person, if you're a Catholic, if you're a whatever, you know what? If you find yourself saying, well, you know, you got to go to my church to get saved, you're carnal. You need to know Jesus Christ to get saved. Jesus said it, you got to be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's it. Well, listen to this. They said, well, we're of Paul and we're of Apollos. And it just cracks me. These people were grown-ups talking like that. Divisions and splits. It's wrong. It's petty and sad when you see that going on and God doesn't like it. You remember growing up? Remember growing up and you had Superman underwear? Huh? Remember Spider-Man underwear? You guys remember underoos? I think they should be outlawed, personally. I think they're... But why? Because a kid is normal until you put on a pair of... Right? Completely normal, and then he puts on a pair of Superman underwear. And here's the part that I think it should be illegal. The kid, it's so caught up. He's running around. Now neighbors are over. You have friends over. He loves his underwear. He puts on his Spider-Man underwear, and he's running around the house now. Hey! If he had normal, like, white Fruit of the Looms, he wouldn't even leave his room. But I've got, and what's he doing? I'm Superman. Well, you're not, but you're 9 years old or you're 6, and I understand what you're doing. But the next thing you do while you're talking to your neighbors, you look out in the backyard or the front yard, even worse, and he's running around in your front yard. He's got a sheet on his neck, and he's running. What's he doing? He's pretending he's Superman or Spider-Man. That's cute if you're 9 years old. But when somebody shows up, if you're 35 and you're wearing underoos, dude, you got problems. And we laugh because we go, man, no kidding, that guy would have problems. And Paul is saying exactly that. You show up and you're wearing your religious robe thing, you know? And you're running around and you're acting like this, and Paul says, you are carnal. You should have outgrown that a long time ago. And you find your identity in being a member of that group or that movement or that church. And the moment you are identifying yourself with a church rather than Jesus, you are carnal. Do you understand that? It's awful quiet in here. I hope you get that. Come in here is not going to save you. Well, that's why I'm not coming back, Pastor. I'm going to go to the church down the street or over there. Can't save you. It can't happen. A second thing we look at in verses 5 and 6 is because this, they can't stop pretending because they can't see the bigger picture. They can't see the big picture. Verse 5, look at how Paul, I love the way Paul is thinking, of course, under the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, who then is Paul? Paul's saying, who am I? And who is Apollos, his partner in preaching the gospel? Can you underline this in your Bibles? But ministers through whom you believed. That's it. But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Isn't that great? It's amazing for me to actually see this happening in life. It's beautiful. You guys, check this out. Paul says, if anything, Apollos and Paul are servants, ministers. That's what the word minister means. If a pastor, now look, if the pastor's old and can't walk very good, I understand this, but if he can, then I don't think he should have his own parking spot with his name on it. And it's the, what's that spot? That's the pastor's parking. Well, doesn't he have legs? Well, yes, but he's the pastor. Yeah? He's the minister by whom we've come to believe in Jesus. Minister. What is Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime of Israel. You know what that word means? He's the chief among servants. We have ministers. Our politicians are supposed to be ministers. Did you know that? They are supposed to represent. By the way, I'm going to shock you right now, and you'll hear more next week. I'm going to shock you. A lot of people, and I'm for this, are fighting Sharia law in America. You, listen, keep fighting, because it is from hell. But listen, you want to know why Judge Von Walker overturned 7 million votes of yours in California? You want to know why? Because he believes in Sharia law. Do you want to know why this Congress, the 111th Congress, did not listen to your voice when you said, don't pass the health care bill, it's going to cost us more money and destroy our economy? Did you know why they will not listen to not raising taxes? Do you want to know why? They won't listen to the majority when it says 71% of Americans do not want the mosque built in at Ground Zero in New York. You want to know why they're not listening to you? America is already practicing Sharia law. That's it. You're in it. When a representative who says they're a minister for you, our constitutional form of government has been hijacked. And we vote for people, we send them to office, and then someone slips them $50 million or $40 million, or $43 million. From Saudi Arabia, and they vote exactly how they're told to vote. You think I'm making this up? I've had members of Congress tell me this. That's for next week. I'm already getting pumped. I can't do it. I gotta stay focused. They've lost the big picture. The carnal Christians lost the big picture. The big picture of the church is to get the gospel to the world. The big picture of the church is to love on one another. The big gospel is, it's a big gospel. The big gospel for the big picture is to give you big love to the glory of God. Paul says you're not going to be able to do it if you're talking about, well, I'm of Paul, and well, we're of Apollos, so let's fight. No. Mankind can only plant, we can only water. God gives the increase, church. And that's why, by the way, I got to tell you, we had our board meeting on Thursday night. And I got to tell you something. You 80% of the time of our board meeting, and it goes for hours. 80% of our time. I can show you what it was about, what it sounded like. I can show you what it sounded like. Are you ready? You watching? You want to know why? We're on how many radio stations around the world? How few of those do we pay for? You mean people are putting the radio program on for free? How many people are reaching Jesus through GMO on the internet? How many of you signed up last week to become online missionaries? Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. And what do we do? I'm getting goosebumps talking about it right now. Can you see them? I'm the pastor. I'm supposed to be like, yes. We're doing this and we're doing that. And we've got this done. And by satellite and by iPhone or by this technology. And in France and in South America and down in Australia. And on the Maritime Radio Network, ships at sea. And the U.S. military and the United States Marine Corps. They're broadcasting our programs to all their marine. Excuse me? One waters, One plants, but God gives the increase. I got to tell you something. If God wasn't moving here in this church, I'll be the first to leave. I don't need the job. I don't need the money. I want to go where God's at. And if he's going to move down the street, then let's go. Why? Because in the end, it's all going to be about God giving the increase. And I'm not talking about church size. Don't let the size of this particular service right here, right now, that you're sitting in fool you. Just because there's a bazillion people here right now doesn't mean that we're right. It doesn't mean that we're doing something right. There's bigger churches than this that are way off base. It's not size. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, they follow me." If we just give the word of God out like we're doing right now, God's people will respond. You don't have to doctor it and fool yourself about serving it up. God gets the glory. We are to decrease, he is to increase. And it's a very important thing, but when you lose the big picture, you get all carnal. It's all about me. It's all about the denomination, or it's all about the movement, or it's all about our address or our street corner. No way. We have humbly prided ourselves in this work that God's doing here to be absolutely blown away at his faithfulness. Which leads us to this, verse 7. They just won't stop pretending because they love being the center of attention. A carnal Christian cannot grow because they can't get their eyes off themselves and onto others and onto the Lord ultimately. They can't grow because they're not in the middle. He says in verse 7, so then neither is he who plants anything nor he who waters, but it's God who gives the increase. G. Campbell Morgan writes in his commentary, the carnal Christian is the high maintenance believer among us. Isn't that a great word? He's the high maintenance believer among us. You get ready to go to spiritual battle or go do something or let's do this or let's do that, and they can't go. They can't stop thinking about themselves. Well, what am I going to get? You're not going to get anything. Well, then why should I come? And the beautiful thing about that is, then please stay home. Isn't that sad? Oh, you're going to heaven. But that's not the way he wants you to live. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, listen to what Peter says. Having been born again, beautiful, past tense, you're saved. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. That's the word of God. Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Wow, that's in you. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower fades away. But, what does it say? The word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. That's what you want to do. You know the great statement of Jesus, the first shall be last, the last shall be first? Right now, the carnal Christian says, I want to be first. Where's the line? Here's the line. The first thing they do is they go, I'm speaking spiritually now, although we don't appreciate it physically either. The carnal Christian goes right to the front to see what they can do to get in the front line. The spiritual Christian says, I'm not going to sweat it. I just got here. I'll get to the back of the line. And you stand in the back of the line. And the amazing thing about that is, Jesus says, don't worry about it. The last will be first when I get done with the program, and the first will be last. Well, how does that happen? I don't know. Maybe when they open the door, it opens up and slaps the first guy in line in the face. Or what if they said, you know what? Have you ever been to those elevators that have two doors on each side? Walk in there, everyone's facing this way. Press the button, walk in. Yeah, at least I'm the first one out of here. And then it stops and the door opens up. And he's like, hello, come on. And everybody's out. It opened up behind you and they left that back way. It's hilarious. Think of that. First shall be last, last shall be first. Now, this is very important. Point number 4, it's this. The Christians behaving badly, it's this, that they hinder the work of the kingdom, verses 8 through 10. The carnal Christian hinders the kingdom work. Number 1, by goofing off rather than getting the work done. They goof off. Verse 8 says, now he who plants and he who waters are one. We're in this together. We're all planting and watering together. That's all that's important. Listen, ask yourself, don't say anything out loud. Ask yourself this question. Are you planting or are you watering? See, what does that mean? Are you getting the word of God out to the world? Are you participating? And they say, how am I supposed to do that? What do you think your tithes and offerings do? What do you think your prayers are doing? What do you think, if ever you get a DVD or a CD or whatever of a message here, do you understand that? In fact, I heard this from somebody here a while back, and they said this, I can't believe it. I have a friend in another state, and you send the teachings there to them for free. And I have to pay, what is it, $100? Now, how much is it a message? $3. I have to pay $3. First of all, you don't have to pay anything. You want to make a big enough stink about it, we'll give it to you. Truly, I'm not joking. Here's the thing. Those people that are serving there are instructed to say, ma'am, sir, we give you who attend here the opportunity, that money, 100% of it goes to getting the gospel out to those who don't live in the region, and they say, I'd like to get these messages here in the Indian reservation of the Blackfoot Indian tribe in South Dakota, which is a real story, but we can't afford it. Well, I don't care about that. I can't believe I'm having to pay $3. Hey, give her the teaching. Listen, we're not losing. She just lost in investing in the work of God. To the carnal Christian, it's only as far as their nose goes. They can't see the end. It's like coming to the end of your life. And the book of Proverbs says that the parents are to store up an inheritance for their children. People come to the end of their lives and say, man, I got nothing. I had cool this and I had a cool that. And I had a really wild one of those and a really fun one of these. Well, why does that happen? Well, how is it that you come to the end and there's nothing? Take that into the spiritual step. You come to the end of your life and you didn't invest in the kingdom of God. It's because you didn't believe what his word had said. And the Bible says you're carnal. Oh, you're going to heaven. That's settled. You go, thanks, Pastor. But I got to tell you, if you care about the things of God, that ain't enough. That's already settled. You're in, man. You're in. But now that you're in, what are you going to do with it? It's exciting. I got to tell you guys, the hindering of the work, goofing off rather than getting the work done, putting my notes together this morning, because by the time I come to Sunday morning, I have notes all over the place, and then I just have the Lord help me assemble it all right before service. Lord, what do you want? I throw away more stuff than I wind up using, and it's just part of the process. And I was putting this here, and the Lord just laid stuff on my heart. And I got to tell you, I got emotional, and I didn't get emotional at first service because I think I cried it all out in the early hours of this morning putting this together. And here it is right here. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 really affected me. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, some of your Bibles say but, that's more accurate. But each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. He's talking to Christians. You can't work your way into heaven. Do you all understand that? I need a yes or I need a no. You understand that? You can't get to heaven by being good. But now that Jesus has saved you, be good. So check this out. I'm just sharing what God has convicted my heart about. And this is the way I read it this morning. He who plants, me. He who waters, me. Lord, show me which or give me both. And he's been faithful to do that. God has put me in places I would never have even picked or even thought of possible. How is it? On Friday night, I'm speaking to the concerned women of America. I'm not a woman. I am concerned, but I'm not a woman. And I am an American. What am I doing there? Beverly LaHaye wants me to speak there. How did this happen? So, Lord, just don't let me blow it. And I don't know, man, there was another pastor that he was there to open up in prayer, and I was one of the speakers, and he and I were like this. Oh, you okay? No, I'm not okay, man. You get like this before every service? I get nervous before service, but not like this. What's the deal? It's all these chicks in the room. I mean, look at us. They're like all these women in the room. This is not normal. What are we doing here? I'm serious. We had a real conversation doing that. We're like this. What are we doing here? I can't believe it. It's being broadcast back to Washington, D.C. It's like, it's great to be here. I'm like, nose starts growing. It's terrifying. I said, what are we doing here? I don't know, Lord, but help me to be a waterer or a planter. And I was so convicted thinking, this is what the Lord laid on my heart. And I don't know what this means. And don't tell me what you think it means. God can tell me what it means. I believe he said, Jack, you're running out of time. Well, what does that mean? You're running out of time. And he gave me these verses. This is for me. He gave me this thought. Time, resources, and opportunity are the issues, Jack. Time, resources, and the opportunity are the issues, Jack. Because you're already saved. You're going to heaven. I'm done with that part. Now I want to know what you're going to do with your life. What do you want me to do? And this is what I got. Matthew 6:24. This may or may not mean anything to you, but it means everything to me. Jesus says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other, but you cannot serve God or money. Did you know America is baroque? We are mathematically impossibility to repair our economy. We need 1,943 years to recover from the spending that's happened in the last 18 months. We need 1,943 years to pay back, I believe it's $1,000 per person per day, the formula, you can put it in, it's on the web, it's amazing. It's gonna take us almost 2,000 years to pay back the spending that's happened in 18 months. It's over for America, over. And God is saying, Jack, you're in a culture and you are of a people who will either serve me or money. And I'm trying to give you guys a hint. God says, the money is gone. And you still don't recognize me.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio in a study called Christians Behaving Badly. It's really a mini-series, if you will, that takes a look at the first 15 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, this is where Paul describes how each of us in the body of Christ is not to get caught up in cliques, but rather to teach and preach according to the specific gifts given to us by the Lord. Again, the title, Christians Behaving Badly. And it's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at this New Testament book, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. By the way, have you visited realradioactive.org lately? And have you been to the Resource Center? You can visit us at realradioactive.org. Click on the button right there on the right, Real Radio's online Resource Center. It's where you'll find our featured products, message series, even books by various authors. And to make things easy, we've provided a handy search field for you too. So visit realradioactive.org. Click on the button right there on the right that says Resource Center, realradioactive.org. Here's our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. Very easy to remember, 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.